broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... It's already May the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Wow. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, folks, I was not in on Saturday, typical broadcast. Normally, we're 6 days a week, folks. But I had to take a break and spend some time with some loved ones. A dear loved one passed away in our family, and so we had to take care of that. And our prayers are with the living, for it's tough to lose someone. Even though we do absolutely, as Christians, believe they will live again, thanks to the resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ. And we also believe that we'll see them again. That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. Nevertheless, we'll miss them while they're gone. So anyway, we did that, so there was no live show on Saturday. But today we are live. Friday we were live, and here's a recap of the show that took place on Friday. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, with us, CSPOA.org. And we talked about this issue, quote, get him to lie so we can prosecute him. That's right. Get him to lie so we can prosecute him. We're talking about the FBI's plan to set up General Flynn in a perjury trap, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI has flat out gone rogue. And I hate to be so negative about one of our institutions, but it's unconstitutional. And every time I hear about the FBI in modern times, it's negative, 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 negative. They just promote criminal activity. They entrap people. They lie. They perjure themselves. I mean, it is out of control, folks. They did this to Ammon Bundy, and now they did this to Michael Flynn. And how many people in between? Dozens and dozens that we've documented on this radio program. What a sad tale to tell, huh? All right, Sidney Powell even shows that documents show that General Flynn was deliberately set up and framed. You comfortable with that, folks? Sidney Powell, a well-known prosecutor, wrote a book on the topic. All right, will most Americans ditch live events until the COVID-19 vaccine is found? I pray they're smart enough not to, but I predict Americans are paranoid, that's for sure. U.S. intel officials are all agreeing that COVID-19 was not man-made. I believe that's a lie. So they're literally peddling in the press now that all these government agencies are running around convinced that COVID-19 is not man-made. I don't believe that. It all depends on how you define man-made, though. I believe it was naturally in society, but then somebody combined a bunch of these viruses and weaponized it. So it wasn't maybe man-made, but it was man-manipulated. See, they're playing games with words here, but they're lying, and they're not telling the truth. And the problem is, whatever a government agency says these days, you can't trust them. So you have to think, if they say it wasn't man-made, then it probably was. All right, North Carolina County defies governor's stay-at-home orders. They want to reopen businesses. You can't blame them. You just can't shut down the economy forever, folks. I get that people are scared. I get that people don't want to die. I get people that don't want to be sick. I get it. But you just can't shut down the economy forever. Okay, the government doesn't create any wealth, folks. So if you shut down the economy, where's the money going to come from? We talked about North Carolina meets guidelines for, quote, phase one of reopening. But the Democratic governor there, Mr. Cooper, wouldn't even consider opening until May the 8th at the least. So now, even when the evidence shows you could start opening back up, they're not willing to. Wow. Virginia governor cracks down on coronavirus shutdown. Governor admits state already met metrics for opening up. They already met phase one. It's just crazy. Despite the governor, Gavin Newsom, in California, Newport Beach decides to keep beaches open. There's a battle all across this nation, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's fractured everywhere. New Jersey allowing state parks and golf courses to reopen. So people are trying to open up, but man, there's a fight. Governors love to hang on to power. Bipartisan coalition pushing a $46 billion plan to reopen the U.S. Why do we need $46 billion to open? They pay to close. They pay to open. It's just amazing. Donald Trump is hoping for 25,000-person rallies before the election. The battle's on for your hearts and minds, I'll tell you that right now. There's just so much news. Even Romney said it's an understatement to say that America doesn't look real strong with President Trump's corona response. Wow. I mean, there's just so much here. It's shocking. Let's move along, though. Our guest is in the house, or our co-host on Mondays, if you will, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Kurt's not with me, just so you know. He's with family, taking care of some loved ones, and he'll be back in the next several days. Nevertheless, Lowell, I look at this thing, and I'm just telling you right now that we need to start to push back even harder. And I've been pushing back pretty hard against the coronavirus, and a lot of people have been really mad at me, saying, Sam, how dare you not respect those people who, you know, believe the coronavirus is a bigger deal than you do? And I believe it's a big deal, and I believe people are dying, folks. Don't misunderstand the point. I just believe that governments are literally driving a Mack truck through your rights. They're literally sacrificing your liberty on this altar of security, and you're going to wind up with neither. Government never lets go of power once they get a hold of it. I shouldn't say never. It's very rare. Oftentimes, it takes blood to bring back liberties once they're lost. And we need to be very, very, very careful here. I get that this is a serious thing. Okay, I get that people can die from the flu and people can die from the coronavirus. It's a sad deal. And you say it's not serious till you or your loved ones are dead, then it's very serious, right? I get it. I also get that what are we going to put on this altar? Okay, how long can this last? Well, as the broadcast unfolds, Lowell and I are going to talk about that very important topic. First off, let's talk about this massive CARES Act legislative piece. Donald Trump said he would never sign a behemoth like this again just a year before, and then he caved and signed. Let's start there, Lowell.
Okay, Sam. I think it's a good place to start because this is a piece of news that has been put on the back burner, so to speak, because of all the front page news, all the COVID-19 news that's been distracting us. Whenever there's a huge distraction like this, you have to ask yourself, well, what are they doing behind the scenes or underneath the table, but that they're not talking about that's also doing us some damage? And that's what's happening here. I mean, you and I both know it's damaging the dollar for the Congress simply to print money, which is what they did with the $2 trillion bailout for the coronavirus. And that's on top of the roughly additional $4 trillion that they're going to provide in loans. And so they are, you know, ramping up. They're spending more in just several months than we spend an entire year on top of what we spend in an entire year. Now, you and I both know that that's devastating to the dollar. So the savings, the dollars that are already in your piggy bank or that are in your back pocket, it devalues the value of the money that you've already earned and tried to stock away if you're a saver. But it's even worse than that here because basically the CARES Act, this additional money that they poured in for the unemployment claims that they knew would stack up, having shut down the economy, they put in this CARES Act, basically $600 more per week in unemployment benefits, you know. And so, guess what $600 divided by 40 hours is? Well, 60 divided by 4 is 15. $15 per hour more in unemployment benefits being awarded to those who sign up for unemployment. And, you know, that's another reason why there is such a spike in unemployment claims, because people who were making $12, $13, $14 an hour, they get out of a job, they can make more money by claiming unemployment than they can by continuing to work. And now, I don't often quote Senator Lindsey Graham, but, you know, from South Carolina, but he's exactly right when he said, quote, you're literally incentivizing taking people out of the workforce at a time when we need the critical infrastructure supplied with workers. If this is not a drafting error, then it's the worst idea I've seen in a long time, end of quote. Now, I don't know whether he believes that or not, but he's spot on, exactly right about this. You know, Heritage Foundation report published last Wednesday finds that this one provision of this CARES Act will cause almost 14 million more people to file for unemployment benefits than would otherwise be the case. Why? Because they're going to get more money.
And on top of that, the likelihood of them going back to work becomes a lot less, because unless you can not only match that equivalent to $15 an hour or whatever that turns out to be based on your, quote, unemployment check, you're going to want more than that even to go back to work. So you've created a de facto floor of whatever this, quote, unemployment is, and then you've created I got to do better than that or why work discussion on top of it, Lowell. This is disaster. Where were the Republicans on the watch wall?
Yeah, exactly. And this bottom line is this: it does create this floor of $15 an hour. I mean, because if you're not good, that means employers are going to have to lure you back into the workforce. That's maybe at least 15, maybe 16, 17, 18 bucks an hour. And that's going to slow the recovery, Sam.
But if they don't lure you back into the workforce, then there's going to be more and more call for a universal basic income. Remember, I brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and we're right back to that topic. Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, the other problem with this, not only does it create a de facto $15 an hour discussion, because the Democrats, they say, snuck a $15, quote, de facto minimum wage into the CARES Act, and we're all going to pay the price. The Republicans did it, too. I don't like just calling it the Democrats. Look, the Republicans signed off on this. Well, you can say, Sam, a lot of them were against it. Yeah, not enough of them, I'll tell you that. And their leader signed it. So, you know, let's not let the Republicans off the hook. The Senate could have shut it down in 2 seconds, too, and they went along. So let's not call it a Democrat reality. The bottom line is, did the Republicans not know this was snuck in there? Did they not read the bill? Or did they know and they just betrayed us and signed it? I don't know, but I'm not letting them off the hook either, Lol. But here's what I would say. This is the kind of thing, too, where no one's going to really realize this. because it's not in your face. It's not a hard $15 minimum wage. It's just a soft back end, well, we got to take care of everybody plan. A universal minimum wage or a universal minimum income is not necessary long term, but short term, by golly, we got to have it. So the Republicans lose the moral high ground on the very discussion. But what'll happen with this is, you know, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, who knows who when. When people start to get back to work, people are going to start to realize this, employers especially. And then they're going to start to balk about it. But, hey, it's already been in place for a year. What are you talking about? Kind of a discussion will incur, Lowell.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's government intervening again, Sam. That's what this is, government intervening in the marketplace. And it's going to slow the recovery big time, which in turn will hamper President Trump, who signed the bill in the first place. Because when the economy is bad, that's the best way to get out a president from getting a second term. I mean, historically, the president always gets, well, yeah, as long as the economy is good, the president will always get a second term of office. But the people, the powers that be that don't want President Trump in office, I'm not talking just the Dems or Republicans, both of them are fighting him on everything. But the globalists don't want him in there because he's a stick in the mud when it comes to their plans. He's too much pro-America. And so they want him out of there. So they're trying to, you know, that's one side effect of the coronavirus scare, is this, this supposed pandemic, is that they can now shut down the economy, reduce our productive capacity, crash the economy such that, you know, Donald Trump may not get reelected. He won't be easily reelected. He was smooth sailing a year ago at this time, Sam. Everything looking up, but they sure fixed that. And I have one other comment about this, Sam.
Sure.
It goes back to the Depression of 1921. Think about this Depression, the Depression of 1921. Now, you probably heard of it, Sam, but many of your educated listeners already know about it, but a lot of people have never heard of the Depression of 1921. Well, you can blame the public schools for that, and the Keynesian historians that don't want you to know about that Depression, of course, because in that time, the government did absolutely nothing about the Depression of 1921. You know what happened? The country climbed its way out of the Depression in a mere 12 to 18 months. It took them no longer than a year and a half to be fully productive again. And that launched the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, and by the way, part of the reason that they don't mention it is, one, they don't want you to know about it. But number two, and I think the most important thing, is because depressions aren't as egregious, aren't as long-lasting, aren't as abusive, even when they happen. Yes, there's an ebb and flow in the free markets, for no doubt. And yes, once in a while, there's a downturn. And there's always upturns. It's like the cycle of life. Sometimes you're very cheerful and life is going well, and sometimes life isn't so pleasant and you're not so happy. And, you know, things ebb and flow. There's no question about it. But you don't have the severe, massive, long-lasting depressions as you do when government's in the middle of it all. And that happens every time. And that's the real story here, Lowell.
Yeah. I mean, compare that with the Great Depression of the 1930s. How long did that take? Well, that lasted at least the whole decade. It lasted into the 1940s, Sam.
So in fact, it even took a war to get us out of it. Hint, hint.
Well, that's what people claim, you know, have a war to get out of a depression, but that's bad economics too. But yeah, it took roughly 15 years. And why? Well, because the government intervened. If the government would just get out of the way and stop trying to help, then we would come out of the current recession much, much faster.
Yeah, what happens when government spends too much money on a war, or, you know, they spend too much, they manipulate too much, then it goes south, then they get a war to go out of it, and then what they do on the end of the war is they say it's time to just insert government money into the economy to rebound. And we've kind of, in this case, just skipped the war part, supposedly. We're just on to the rebound part already. But all I'm telling you is the same cycle can be found every time when government manipulates the free market. But you know what? Business owners are getting more savvy than they used to be. They used to ignore it, and they used to say, hey, rah-rah America, rah-rah the war, rah-rah whatever the case may be. Now Americans are starting to realize they're being played for suckers in mass numbers. Headline says, Utah business revival market. And Lowell was there.
I was in Vineyard, Utah, which is just west of Orem, sandwiched between Utah Lake and the city of Orem, Utah. Marvelous place out there on Saturday, just 2 days ago, from noon to 4 o'clock. there were, you know, businesses, dozens and dozens of businesses out there had been invited, and dozens came. It was really awesome, Sam. Probably, I'm guessing, well over 1,000 people attended this event, more like about 1,500. Now, I didn't have a counter there. I wasn't counting every single, you know, man, woman, and child, but there were at least 1,000 people. And like I said, dozens of...
Did the governor just melt down in a conniption fit?
I have no idea. But there were a ton of good political figures there talking about, you know, the public figures. And every single one of them spoke out in favor of the farmers market environment there. I mean, we had gubernatorial candidates Thomas Wright and Greg Hughes, congressional candidates Kim Coleman and Burgess Owens. And I won't go through all the rest of these because I know your audience is a national audience. But what I'm saying is we had candidates from all the way from governor all the way down to congressional candidates, state house candidates, state senate candidates, and local activists and so forth speaking to this crowd, a raucous crowd, great sound system, and everybody, you know, took 5 or 10 minutes, whatever, and just sounded off on the importance of the business environment and kickstarting businesses and get running again, reopening Utah, and so forth. It was truly a great event. Darcy Van Orden emceed the event. Eric Moutsos is the one who spearheaded it. From the Utah Business Revival.com, and it was totally awesome. Flags everywhere, pocket constitutions flowing everywhere. Sam even endorsed the 5,000-year leap. It's a great book by W. Cleon Skousen, because that had such a great impact on his life. His professional career turned, it changed because of the writing of W. Cleon Skousen. Very similar story to that of Richard Mack, by the way, Sam, as I thought about and listened to Eric Moutsos. And my respect for him just went way up. Did you know, Sam, that he was in the police force in Salt Lake City, and when he was ordered by his captain or lieutenant or however they do it there, his superior officer, he was ordered to do 5 arrests per day. I mean, it was his quota. And he was in the motorcycle unit, I guess, and he was supposed to do that, and he refused to arrest people just to generate revenue. And he later blew the whistle on his supervisor, and the very next order from within the department was not a retraction of the quota, but an order not to disclose conversations that occurred within the police force. You know, and his superior, he claimed that he lied and everything. Well, Eric pulled out his recorded copy, audio record of what he had been ordered to do.
So they got caught lying, saying he was lying, and the truth is he was telling the truth, and they got caught lying again because people are willing to record our side of the story.
Absolutely right.
And the bottom line is Eric Moutsos, great gentleman. He's done radio programs with the network that I'm on, Loving Liberty Radio Network, with Kathy and crew, and done a phenomenal job there. He's a wonderful man. He's so busy. We're trying to get him back on the radio more often, by the way. Anyway, wonderful gentleman. You're right about that. A stand-up guy endorsing Cleon Skousen's book. You know, all I'm telling you is, hey, the truth shall make you free. And people realize it. Now, was there a lot of social distancing there, Lowell?
No, not really. I mean, there was a couple people with masks, I guess. But again, I was given hugs and receiving hugs all around. It was just, it's so invigorating. It's so exhilarating.
Do you want to know why? Because yeah. People are social creatures. My friend intended that way by God to be a family.
Yeah.
That's why. And you're never, by the way, going to get rid of that. You might force it against the people, but you'll never get rid of that innate desire that people have, Lowell. You just will not do it. Right. And therefore, when it gets pretty rocky, people start to push back pretty hard. And no doubt, that's what they did at what they call the Utah Business Revival. It was a market event Saturday in Vineyard. Over 1,000 attended, folks. Man. We'll talk about the next piece of this. This is critical.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It will be a history-making day for America's highest court, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court.
Some non-essential businesses are getting the green light to reopen today in Arizona, Arkansas, Montana, Kansas, Colorado, and in Minnesota. Starting today, all Costco shoppers nationwide are going to have to wear masks. Kids under the age of two and people who can't wear masks because of medical conditions will be exempt. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Senate scheduled to reconvene today for the first time in over a month. The House will be staying closed for at least another week as there are continued concerns about the coronavirus, especially in Washington, D.C., which has been recently a hotspot for it. Starting today, passengers flying on Delta, United, and JetBlue Airlines will be required to wear masks or face coverings. United will provide the masks, which will also be worn by pilots, customer service, and ramp workers. Flight attendants have already been wearing them recently. J.Crew is now filing for bankruptcy protection, announcing that it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion of debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors. The virus outbreak forcing the chain to temporarily close nearly 500 brick-and-mortar stores. Singer-songwriter Katie Groves has died at the age of 30 of natural causes. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org or .com, riding shotgun. Sorry, no, hey, campaignforliberty.org. Yep. Wow. .org, ladies and gentlemen. Man, that .org, .com thing always gets me. It is .org, folks. All right, Utah Business Revival. It's a market and vineyard that was last, what was it, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
All right, I had a funeral to go to. I wish I could have attended. Anyway, over 1,000 people there, folks. People are just demanding they get back to work and back to life. But here's the important point that we want to highlight about this. This is the first time in history when healthy people have been quarantined, Lowell. This is a significant change in society. And people, I don't really even think understand what has just happened.
Well, you're exactly right. First time in history we are quarantining healthy people. It truly is historic, Sam, and not in a good way. I mean, we should not be quarantining healthy people. And there are Constitution-studying men and women all over the country who are pointing this out to people, to the public servants, and saying, you do not have any authority to require us to stop, you know, our business interactions, buying things, selling things, exercising our rights to our property. They have no right, absolutely zero, for doing that, folks. And we need to push back hard against this because we can never let this happen again.
And the more true data they really have, the less legitimate their claim even becomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so one of the things that I really like that's happening, I mean, this Tucker Carlson just two or three days ago had a clip on or a news piece there about the two doctors who were in California who were talking about the data and how what they were seeing didn't match what the news outlets were promulgating. And this video that these two doctors put together had reached over 5 million views, and YouTube took it down. And they said, we took it down because what was being said there was contrary to the official narrative. And so they proudly were talking about their censorship and taking down this YouTube video. And Tucker Carlson called them on it. And the data is not supported by the data being shared in the lamestream media is not supported by actual reality, Sam. And it's what these two doctors, Dan Erickson is the name of one doctor, and Artin Masihi is the name of the second doctor. And you can go find this Tucker Carlson clip, and also on Banda.video, you can find the original clip. It's over an hour long, talking about, I guess it got over a million views. Earlier I said 5 million, I meant to say over a million views. And it was taken down by YouTube because it ran counter to the official narrative, what they call the truth. It's funny, Sam, because the lamestream media and the corporate interests like YouTube, who are in bed with the lamestream media and the government officials like Fauci, they call their narrative the truth, and they are not going to let any competing narrative on the same stage, on the same platform, as them.
Yeah, but the battle's really on over the truth, though. So these doctors got shut down, but Tucker Carlson's speaking out. Here's the other interesting headline to kind of highlight this point. Newport Beach, California, the mayor there, his name is Will O'Neill, and he ripped the Democratic governor, Mr. Newsom, apart for the lack of data behind his decision to close all beaches. Newsom basically just said, we got to close all beaches, it's dangerous. And this mayor says, listen, the more data you get, the more you know it's completely bogus. Okay? O'Neill went on Tucker Carlson as well and disputed both the science behind the decision as well as the contention that the beaches were actually as crowded as the photos made them seem to be. They were not. So we're getting propaganda by the whole government of California, and this mayor stands up and says, this is completely bogus, has to go to the Tucker Carlson show to get the word out. Orange County, for example, has 3.2 million people who live here, he said. It's bigger than 22 states, okay, 3.2 million people. He says, we've only lost 50 people to this virus total in our county. That's 0.001% of the population. In our local hospital, he explains, we have 475 beds. They have never treated more than 25 people at any given time. Wow. And yesterday, he said they have 9 people that they were treating, and only 1% of their ventilators were being used. The Newport Beach mayor in California pointed out the fact that, hey, the fact that the beaches have been closed for over a month, every city that's along the coast of Los Angeles has a higher per capita COVID rate than every open community in Orange County. Anyway, he highlights this idea that, you know what, it's bogus. He said, hey, they got about a mile of beach and these photos condensed into like a meter. They're making you believe that it's just massive and it's not even the truth. Anyway, the bottom line is, folks, the battle is on and people are getting educated, but it's dividing individuals and families like you wouldn't believe. And people who don't believe, I believe the coronavirus is real and it's serious, but I also believe you got to get back to life. And what you need to do is what some of these educated doctors are telling us to do. That Stanford doctor we quoted, the two doctors from California, they're saying, hey, let's not ignore this. This is real. But let's protect the most vulnerable among us, and let's find ways to obtain natural herd immunity as soon as we can, not wait for the vaccine. There's a lot that could be done, and we're not doing it. 25% of the people that get it don't even have any symptoms. But at a Highland meeting on Friday night, Thomas Butler spoke. Truth versus lies. COVID-19, and he's calling it a plandemic. Boy, howdy, is that spot on, Lowell.
That was spot on. Great meeting. We held it virtually again. We went over to Thomas's house and filmed him via a Zoom meeting. And about halfway through, we got Zoom bombed, by the way. That was a little embarrassing. We didn't really know how to prevent that. Now we know. but we had no idea that we were going to get bombed. But, it was a great meeting because one of the great things Thomas Butler does is pull together information from all across the internet, all across the world, all around the planet, basically, and puts together a presentation that is just persuasive. I mean, absolutely persuasive. And, you know, one of the things he said, Sam, and that's why I appreciate Liberty Roundtable so much, is that we have a responsibility to share with others what we know, what we ourselves know and understand. Thomas used the example of a Mack truck bearing down on a neighbor, for example. That neighbor's walking nonchalantly, maybe with the headphones on, listening to music, and totally oblivious to the danger behind him, this Mack truck bearing down on him. I mean, if you were a good neighbor, wouldn't you call out your neighbor and say, get out of the road, you know, you got a Mack truck bearing down on you? Well, you know, that's what we ought to do, Sam, you and me. It is imperative. It's imperative duty that we owe to the rising generation. We quoted DNC 123 here. We should waste and wear out our lives in bringing to light all the hidden things of darkness. So true, Sam. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, I have sworn on the altar of God eternal hostility toward every form of tyranny over the mind of man. And that's what this is, this governmental response to this pandemic is tyranny over the mind of man. Because what do we see? Well, everybody's just huddling in corners in their own houses, self-imposed isolation because of this tyranny that commands the airwaves, the lamestream media pathways around the planet. And it's hurting people. It's killing people. People are starving. Especially, I mean, in places like India and in African nations, well over 20 countries now, Sam, people are beginning to starve and die for lack of food because of the interruption in the food chain. We live in a world that's so well connected nowadays that, you know, a disruption in the supply chain in the United States is affecting the food or the lack of food getting to peoples in other countries. I mean, it's a real problem. Well, that's the what's happening today, Sam. I'm getting back to what Thomas was saying. The adversary is real. The adversary is working to beguile us, to brainwash us, to enslave us. This is a war for your mind, he said. There is a war against free will, against free speech, against free thought, against families, against moms and dads, against babies, against liberty, against Christianity, against life itself. And Satan has this plan, and he uses men and women who are prone to listen to him in all organizations to effect his plan. Turns out COVID-19 might just be the event that triggers the long-awaited enslavement of the world, Sam.
We'll dig in and talk more in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, Thomas Butler speech virtually done. Incredible talk. Hopefully it's recorded. Speaking out about our rights being literally trampled at every turn. Satan's behind the restriction of liberty. Men and women willing to do his, meaning Satan's, bidding on this. Truly, the adversary is real, lol.
Yep, good point. We did make a recording of it. It's on Facebook, on my page. The Lowell Nelson Facebook page is also on the Highland Meeting Facebook page. And we're cleaning up a copy of, you know, I mentioned that we got bombed, and the Zoom meeting got bombed. And so there's a segment in the middle we have to edit out and replace. It happened during the Tucker Carlson interview. So fortunately, we'll be able to put the Tucker Carlson interview back in there without any of the bombing, and it will be, and we'll make it available later this week, hopefully, once that we get that editing done. And it is well worth the time. It's well over, you know, 90 minutes, probably maybe closer to 2 hours. But you got to think about it as like a tutorial or like a college class almost, because it is well worth the time listening to Thomas Butler walk through this this man-made bioweapon, COVID-19, what the globalists have in mind for you, and they're doing it on the strength of this COVID-19 pandemic, Sam.
It's also interesting what Thomas Jefferson said about it. That's why we do this radio program. We got to highlight this quote because it's so good.
He said, "I have sworn on the altar of God eternal hostility toward every form of tyranny over the mind of man." I believe that's engraven on his tombstone or in his at the Monticello or
yeah, that's right. And it's worth bringing up because that's what we do, who we are, what we stand for, ladies and gentlemen. Truly, the adversary is real, and he is working to beguile us. Continue, Lowell.
Well, he really is, Sam, and it's tough for us, you and me, Sam, and people like us to attribute or to ascribe to other people evil designs, because we aren't evil. We don't want to hurt people or take their stuff, right? We aren't evil, and so we don't believe that other people can be evil. That's just one of our weaknesses, Sam. And yet, the world is filled. There's maybe a minority, but there certainly are evil people in the world among us, living among us. And they wear nice suits and ties and nice dresses, and they look just like you and me, and yet they are evil because they want to hurt people and they want to take their stuff. And so the globalists here, they're wanting to shut down the economy. They've done that, and there's no argument there. They shut down the whole economy on the planet, basically. They're hoping that the crashed economy will jeopardize Trump's reelection. We talked about that. They want to end elections by using, you know, traditional elections, by using mail-in ballots and electronic voting. You'll see that take more shape as time passes. They want mandatory vaccinations. I mean, you've heard that the Fauci and other people say we'll never get back to normal until we get a vaccine for COVID-19. They want to force everybody on the planet to take vaccinations. I'm never going to do that. But
knock, knock, lol. We're from the government. We want you and your family's blood, sir.
That's right. They want to disarm the people. They want us to infight, meaning, you know, black versus white, and gay versus straight, and they want to create more infighting, and certainly that's what's happening in this current COVID pandemic. You got do-gooders screaming at those not wearing masks. I just, during the break, heard your commercial for Delta and American Airlines and several other airlines. They're going to require travelers to wear this mask on the plane. That's stupid. That's just incredible.
Yeah, and Costco is going to make you wear the mask if you go to Costco, too.
The globalists, they want to end the cash. They want to demonize the dollar and go with a digital currency of their own making. They're going to blame COVID-19 for the destruction of the dollar. Mark my word. They want total surveillance and control. They want to check people's health by drone. They want to track where they go by app, who they see, who they come in contact with. They want total speech and thought control, censorship, deplatforming, social credit scores. This is real.
They even claim that the drones can take your temperature from a distance now, too.
Yeah. And finally, they want to end the traditional family, right? And more of this gender dysphoria, more gay marriage, more of this perversion. And this, you know, so Thomas outlined these 10 objectives of the globalists. And, you know, the striking thing, Sam, is that they are very open about these objectives now. It's like the mask has come off. No longer do they even concern themselves with the question, do they exist or not? They admit that they exist, and they have an agenda, and this is that agenda. So that's why Thomas Butler's presentation last Friday evening is so valuable, because it clearly outlines what the globalists want to accomplish here in right now. It's not 10 years from now, Sam. It is right now what they want to accomplish this year and next and the year after that, Sam.
Yeah, and what they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse is the problem. And more people are going to start to see the truth of the evil agenda. Knock, knock, we're the government, we're here, and we want your blood. They're going to literally try to force vaccines on us. And you say, Sam, they'll never get that done. Everybody has a choice. Well, when you read about the medical tyranny in a cashless society, Brandon Smith wrote the article, and he cites a paper written by... who is it? Gideon Lakefield?
Litchfield.
Litchfield is how you say it? Okay. That really talks about this in detail and highlights their plan to a T.
Brandon Smith. I never heard of him before. He's at alt-market.com. But well worth. I read two or three of his articles last night, and every one was spot on. He's kind of like a Thomas Butler of Highland in the way he lays this out. But yeah, he quotes Gideon Litchfield, one of these globalists, who says, we're not going back to normal. Litchfield lays out a kind of a programming schedule for the population based on waves of viral infection outbreaks, waves of tight social restrictions, followed by waves of limited economic activity and limited calm over the next 18 months. Why? Because they're conditioning us. They're conditioning our minds to these outbreaks. This is not the first viral outbreak, folks. It's COVID-19. We will have a period of calm. Businesses will begin getting back to work, and either the COVID-19 second wave will hit, or we'll be told that it's hitting, or another custom virus will be unleashed on the world, and then we'll go through this all over again, right? That's their plan. They want to radically change almost everything we do. How we work, how we exercise, how we socialize, shop, manage our health, educate our kids, take care of family, everything that you currently have been doing, they want to revamp that, revise that. So Brandon Smith, in his column, he says, folks, understand there are 7 billion people on the planet, and this process of control could go on for years while we wait for every person to overcome the virus or to die from it. The only way for the public to escape this purgatory, according to Litchfield, this purgatory described by Litchfield, is for them, meaning the people, to submit to a biometric data grid, right? I mean, this is Litchfield's idealistic vision of what's in store for us. They must volunteer or be forced to participate in a 24/7 tracking through their cell phones and through mass surveillance in order to function in society. An individual must have the proper digital marker, which tells the authorities that they are clean and devoid of infection. The system is being used in China right now. That's according to Brandon Smith, and I think he's right. The social discredit score system is happening in China. This system, he writes, achieves a number of things, much like the social credit system China has been using for the past few years. The public is compelled to constantly appease the hidden but all-seeing eye of government. Everything they do is watched by algorithms and surveillance. Any deviation might trigger scrutiny and a loss of simple freedom to move around or to participate in normal human interaction. Well, that's the world into which we are moving, and it seems that this COVID-19 is the event that's triggering this move. Brandon Smith writes, and there you have it, the social and biometric control grid that globalists have been hungry to set up for years now has the perfect catalyst. A viral pandemic, which could cycle indefinitely. All that would be needed is to release a designer virus every couple of years, which renews public fear. The populace becomes increasingly dependent on government for everything, as their very survival depends on their ability to function within the new economy. And without a special mark granted by government saying you are not an infection risk, you could be shunned from all trade and participation. Sam, doesn't this sound like coming right out of Revelation 12, 13, and 20? Boy, sure does to me.
Yes, it does, but I don't know if it's the mark of the beast, but I will say this. The only way for the public to escape this, quote, purgatory, according to Litchfield, this part is important, Lowell.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is to submit to the biometric data grid. That's what Litchfield wants us to do. What Brandon Smith says is that we need to deep six the globalists. That's the real answer. We need to get rid of the globalists, ignore what they're telling us. And to do that, Sam, we need to tell people about the Mack truck that's bearing down on us from our backside that we're oblivious to. And that's the mission. One of the things I so appreciate about Liberty Roundtable is that we need to not comply. We just cannot comply. But look at the impetus for this, Sam. If you refuse to get vaccinated, well, you're going to get kicked out of the economy. If you homeschool your children, well, then they have not been monitored, and therefore they are an infection risk. And the whole family is going to get kicked out of the economy, Sam. If you hold political views contrary to the globalists, then maybe you're a danger to the system, Sam, and we are going to kick you out. As punishment, you're not going to be able to buy and sell in our economy because you are a risk to our health. And it's not just the government that's going to be policing that. It's your neighbors and my neighbors that is going to be policing this. We've already seen all these helplines being established where you can call and tattletale on your neighbor he's not wearing his mask. Well, that's, you know, we're putting ourselves into our own in slave camps, Sam. Our slave camps are... Our prison camps are our own home, and it's our own good neighbors that are not educated as to this danger, this Mack truck bearing down on them, that they are the ones putting us in our own concentration camps, Sam.
In order to function in society, ladies and gentlemen, you must have the, quote, proper digital marker, which tells the authorities that you or they are clean and devoid of infection. And if you don't have it, you won't be able to participate in anything, folks. And the only way for the public to escape this thing, this, quote, purgatory, this lockdown, this would be to submit to this biometric data grid, which basically is your cell phone in conjunction with all kinds of other government monitoring cameras and tools, and they'll monitor your every move. And they'll do it under the guise of making sure you don't die from corona. And then anybody who doesn't believe that is an enemy of the state. Sadly, that's where they're going, ladies and gentlemen, and I wish we had more time to flesh this out with Lowell, but we don't. But you can go check out Brandon's column, okay, and Lickfield's column. You can check out their information. Just so much good information. CampaignForLiberty.org. Lowell Nelson, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Sam. Good to be with you.
Always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. So much content. It's shocking. Show notes and the broadcast will be up soon to listen on demand and spread the word. Thanks so much for listening. Hour 1 in the can, hour 2 coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.